This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You guys ever heard in baseball play-by-play a little jam shot to the outfield called a duck fart?
Duck snort, never a duck fart.
So Ken Harrelson would use duck snort.
Yeah.
Severino was no-hitting the Cubs last night into the eighth inning. By the way, the Cubs won that game. They're in first place, 18 wins in the month of April.
Boom.
Fangraphs has us at 65% to make the playoffs.
Hey!
So Christopher Morel with the big hit. But they finally got a hit off Severino. That would have been a miserable 3 days. Lose 17-0, get walked off on Sunday Night Baseball, and then essentially get no hit at Citi Field. But the hit by the Cubs into shallow left field was referred to as a duck fart. I think it's not one of the normal, it wasn't Howie Rose. It was the other guy on the Mets radio broadcast last night. I think he just misspoke because I've never heard a duck fart. But
you mean Ben Scully never said that? Here's a duck fart to left field.
Ken Harrelson, that was like his big thing, a little jam shot into shallow left or center or right field.
Duck snort.
Would be a duck snort.
Mm-hmm. I've heard duck snort many times. Dying quail.
I don't like that.
You don't like the dying quail?
That doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was like, what about a vice president, huh?
It's like a lob shot. Yeah, it's a dying quail. Falls right in front of the outfielder, not hit very hard. No? Okay. I can't sell that to you?
I don't like that one.
You should use all of them tonight.
I won't use that tonight, then.
Get duck fart in there. You'll make Connor laugh.
You should guys just talk about farts.
You should. Whole inning.
Farts and rain.
Yeah. During the delay.
During the delay, that might be what we have.
Connor, I'll tell you what, it's not raining here.
That's the material that we got to work with tonight.
What's the difference between a duck one and an elephant one?
All right. Here's another episode of Mama's Family.
Let me tell you.
1620thezone.com is the place to go. You're trying to find out about how you can help our friends in the community that were impacted by the tornado. All the information is up on the website, on the homepage right there at 1620thezone.com. Also want to make a mention, this weather is crappy. I got my weather app is going off because there's lightning in the area. And I can see it out the window here, our window to the world at 50th and Capitol.
We got to get off the field.
Is next Wednesday, Sporting KC is in town to take on Union Omaha down the street here at Coniglia Field. As part of the round of 32 of the U.S. Open Cup, they only have less than 1,000 tickets left.
Are you looking at the extended forecast for this?
I have not.
Okay.
Man, I do. I feel for Nebraska, Creighton, Omaha's been on the road, and the Storm Chasers had 3 games rained out over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't fun at all.
No.
But tonight there is supposed to be severe weather in the area late in the day. I have not looked at the extended forecast, but if you want to see Sporting KC play over at Coniglia Field, where they're going to try and set a record for attendance in that reconfigured facility.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday is your opportunity, and do not wait on tickets. So we do have baseball tonight. Fred, I cannot read that on air. Nebraska and Creighton play.
I don't need to ask.
For the third time. Creighton is 2-0. You know what I think you're going to start to see here?
Oh, by the way, Wednesday looks really good. Sorry.
Right now, we discussed in length yesterday. No, I can't read that. There's some things
Once
I will. There's some things
voice.
I won't.
In comes Marshall, and the Dodgers lead 1-0.
Nope. I'm not going to do it.
I'm not working that into the broadcast yet either.
I am not doing a Ron Burgundy. So
you can ask Connor, but I'm not doing it.
One quick thing here. I think that when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, somebody got him to weave that into the broadcast.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Okay, so let's come up with a phrase that you can weave into the broadcast tonight. Like an off-the-wall
Well, it's got to come from you guys. It can't come from me.
I know.
Because I'm the one who has to say it, or Connor. I think I did this to you in a basketball game one time.
I know, and I did.
You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually think it was something out of Anchorman. I think I just asked you to, because it felt like it wasn't going to be a stretch. It has to be at least something you don't have to force into the broadcast.
The Jays are 10-0 in midweek, right?
That's true.
All right, so when you're talking to Connor, you're kind of setting it up. The Jays are 10-0 in midweek, and they pussyfoot around on the weekend. That's correct, Nick. They do.
Hmm. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just did. Apparently,
that's true. That is true.
Apparently, you can say a-hole on the station.
Okay. You can text in your requests. We'll see if we can naturally work them into the broadcast.
Hey,
we'll
no, why don't you do this? So if there's a home run, like you have to be a Creighton guy, right?
Yeah. I got to, as you said, Billy Jr.
Yeah, you mean dressed as Billy today.
I got to be Billy Jr.
You and Connor in dueling Billy costumes.
Hey, if there is a home run today, there's, I know. Are you guys going to trade off?
Probably.
Striped
blue costume is going to be smelly.
It smells like onions and mayonnaise.
I want you, if there is a home run, I want you to use this phrase.
Yep.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. 2-0 Jays. Oh.
Here's Connor with the totals.
That's announcing that home run with authority. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Okay. So when that's there is popcorn, a bang bang play at first base, I want you to go, you can't handle the truth.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm going to write this one down.
And then when you have runners on first and second and there's a ball hit to the gap and the lead runner is going to score, I want you to go, toga, toga.
As he's coming around third. Connor Gandossi's going to wave him around third. Toga, toga, here's a throw. What? When, if you're listening to that and then you heard it, would you think that I had some type of mental episode there? If I just in the middle of the call just started yelling toga?
What the hell happened to Bishop? He sounds different. It's because it's not him.
Toga one might be a bit of a stretch.
Okay, here's a...
I love the you can't handle the truth one.
Here's a strikeout.
Okay.
All right? Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty that killed the beast.
That is good.
What was the hockey play-by-play guy that would get movie liners in?
It's he was the Florida Panthers.
That's right,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat!
That is really good.
How about after a called strike three, you go, I see dead people.
on a looking... Called third strike, yep.
Called third strike, he sees dead people, and that'll bring up Andre Dawson.
I see dead people.
Speaking of dead people, the last time...
Or when you get a stolen base, you immediately go, I feel the need for speed.
There you go. I feel like that should be used even more. Yeah.
You and Connor definitely make that work.
Guys, you guys are giving me some really good ones to think about here.
No, these aren't things to think about. These are things to use.
Be said?
Yes. Okay.
Got lots of them.
We need to recap a text sent at some point before 5:30.
Fred could give you a couple to say. Maybe not
sure
that one.
I'm sure Fred could.
It was a good one.
Fred likes to push the envelope.
I've seen the late, great Mike Shannon maybe slip
Let's
that one in accidentally.
See what these guys will actually say on the radio.
How about a... we've already done home run. How about a extra base hit?
Okay. Some in the gap, some down the line.
A little double.
As he strides into second, just say a boy's best friend is his mother.
What's up, brother? That would be the response from. If you do this, man, I will listen.
Some of these, I think you're just trying to see if I'll actually say them. Yeah, you are. You're not denying
Come
this.
Come on, just promise you'll say one.
The toga one.
I will go home. I will mute the TV. Hey,
I get the toga one, but so, it would be really funny.
Long fly ball. Long fly ball to the warning track.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's in the air, you have to say, you got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? And then the ball is caught on the warning track.
He does. There's two out.
All right. Clint Eastwood reference there. All right, like that one. Okay. I like that one.
Just and also like...
I need that thing to be in the air for a while to get it all in.
Here's another one. Well, Connor is like doing the play-by-play and he's just waxing poetic.
And I'm doing the color.
Just say... One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Here's the 1-1.
That's where, especially if you're on a roll, you're in a rhythm calling the game, and somebody says that, it just completely derails you, and you step back and look at the person. What did you just say?
Hey, another home run call. As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again. That's Clifford's fourth of the season.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that one.
Or when a reliever struggles tonight, because it's not like you're only going to see one.
Well, probably.
It's a midweek game.
I'm going to set the over-under at 11. Are we hammering the over on that? I think we should.
Well, like here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
That's easy to do. Yeah, that one. That would almost seem organic.
This could be great.
Oh, my God.
Have one of my special candies, sit back and enjoy a baseball game with my friends.
The Sal Bass one in the stream could be taken in different ways, depending on the play of the game.
What? What's wrong with it? He's just talking about breakfast.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with that? There's a box of Krispy Kreme behind this computer.
Context would be very important in the game.
No, just, you
know.
No.
That's how you glaze it down.
I'd say it, but you just have to understand the context of it, too.
When a ball is hit and it looks like it might be out, just holler, I'm the king of the world.
That would be good. Just that would be good. Or, see, I think it would be really easy if there is just a random routine fly that is caught, and after it's caught, you yell that. Because people will be like, what the hell?
And you're not the one calling it. Connor is. So that just startles him.
Right.
Like, what?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I can get these things in while I'm doing play-by-play too, right? It doesn't always have to be on the color side.
No. Anytime you're on the radio, okay. If you have a headset on, you can pretty much say anything you want.
Yeah, like when a reliever is struggling, you know, you're just going to go, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. See, I want to. That's one that I really want to work into the broadcast at some point.
That brings up Sailors. Yeah. 1-for-2 today with a base hit, and he's a mammal. Here's the 1-1.
Work in the phrase carpe diem.
Seize the day.
Yep.
I think that'd be a good one, too. Again, I think that one is very doable. Like probably using different facets of the game.
Here's the pitch from Nissen, and I is making our lives extraordinary.
Look at that. You don't need to go to Syracuse.
And he paints the outside part of the plate elementary, my dear Watson. And then as there's a little number hit towards third, it's alive. It's alive.
See that again, very easy. I think you could do that one.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question.
And then after he's thrown out at third, you go, and Clifford's 0-for-3 today, but I'll be back.
How many of these have you worked into a game? Because I feel like this is, you're just coming up with these very, very easily.
Well, when a guy walks the bases loaded, you just go, come on, just keep swimming.
That's right, Nick. Dory was absolutely correct.
I thought we were going to try to get maybe one in per person. You guys are throwing me. I think we're at a baker's dozen now.
Yeah, you need to be taking notes here.
I've written
this will be
down.
So good that you will have Troy Dannon begging you back on the Husker games after this.
It's like, who is this guy? Who are these guys?
Okay, another home run call.
Yeah.
Should be Stella! Hey, Stella!
And not Randy.
Stella!
<laughs> 6 o'clock tonight on 1620 The Zone.
Hey, when a guy beats out a infield base hit,
yeah,
just say, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah, oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
We can get some Dirty Dancing in there. Yeah, I bet there's probably some other Dirty Dancing quotes you could probably figure out.
Connor Baby was only 16, right? That's correct. Isn't that illegal in New York? I don't know.
So, I don't think you were here one day. Jimmy and I got into this conversation about Dirty Dancing.
No, I definitely was not here.
Yeah, it might have been the nobody puts baby in the corner reference of something.
Some people that had, are
you know, is totally though. On the sports topic. And then Jimmy is... He is absolutely certain that Baby was still in high school. I thought Baby was going
Baby
to
was
college.
Baby was 16.
Yeah. I know. There's debate on that.
But it's Patrick Swayze. So Dad was like, I don't care if it's illegal. It's Patrick Swayze. He's cool. You see Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just put the pickle on everybody's plate, college boy. and leave the hard stuff to me.
That's right.
Weave that in there.
Yeah.
That's right, Robbie. That snake.
Then you could say when a guy is really struggling on the mound, you go, hey, look, spaghetti arms.
Spaghetti arms. Or what if you just have like a really awful flail at a third strike? That could be spaghetti arms too.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
You could using that in the dish.
Oh, correct. Baby is 17. Johnny is 25.
Oh, he was 25.
Yeah.
Ooh. Didn't know he was that old.
According to the fine folks at IMDb, Dirty Dancing's age gap isn't the worst offender in Hollywood when it comes to on-screen relationships. I'm sure there was a movie called that.
Well, there was also American Beauty. But
she was 18, though.
Was she 18?
Yeah. This was on country music television the other day.
American Beauty? Oh, yeah. You think country music. You think...
So, sometimes I watch the Top 20 Countdown on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And then they immediately go into a movie.
And which one was on?
Well, there's a lot of the Adam Sandler movies are on right afterwards, but they had Dirty Dancing the other day.
Hmm.
And I hadn't seen Dirty Dancing in a while.
Oh, Gary, I have no problem admitting if there is nothing on, if it's like July and there is nothing on and you're doing a little channel surfing and all of a sudden Dirty Dancing pops up, You look over one shoulder, you look over the other shoulder, and you sit back on the couch and say, I'm in.
It's a nice movie.
I have no problem admitting that.
I just think you're going to go into an episode of American Pie here the way you're talking about it.
Come on, have respect to the pie. Jeez.
He did it.
Fred has something for you that maybe you read us to do on the air tonight.
Let's see. What does Fred have now?
Oh, he has some good
ones. He's been on a roll here. Oh, my gosh.
Now that we're using the movie lines.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Any day you get Beulah Ballbreaker in.
The last one he sent, it's borderline at best, but it's possible. Just kind of depends on the day. Depends on the game
you
itself.
You could get away with saying this because you're not.
I don't know about the one.
No, the other one.
About the on the plane.
Yeah, you can't do that on a plane. There's no room in the bathroom. But the other one.
I'm glad everybody wants to participate in this.
This is great.
We'll make the broadcast a little more lively tonight.
Like you go.
I mean, nothing's on the line. Crane's already won the series.
My cause, my broadcast.
They did. They won the series. This isn't Billy talking. Yeah,
you're
here.
Right. They're right. There's nothing on the line. Other than. I mean, Nebraska has something on the line.
Sure, they do.
Yeah.
But what does Creighton have on the line? They've won the series. It's not like they haven't won good midweek games before. They can't win on the weekend.
Let me ask you something. If you go 3-0 against Nebraska, but you don't make a conference tournament, does it make a sound? I'm sure social media will be ablaze, but...
For 24 hours,
social media. I'm just being honest.
No, you're right.
I know it would mean absolutely nothing if you were not in your conference tournament.
I do not disagree with that.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Creighton won tonight.
I should have been more impressed. You saw the game too. More impressed to what Creighton did against Coastal Carolina in a matter of 24 hours. But it was so subdued based on what they were coming off from the previous weekend and then what the following weekend's result was. You should be coming away from that series elated about what you accomplished in a rare midweek RPI opportunity and then what you've also done to your I-80 rival. Yet, all of that is, I think, so far in the back burner right now because of the inability to win weekend series conference.
You can tell me every day that they're 26-4. Now, I think they're a really good team that is the most confusing team in college baseball.
Agreed.
You can tell me you're 26-4, and there'll be a little bit of a PR campaign here. You know, hey, we might be outside of the Big East right now with three series to go, but we're 26-4 in the non-con, even though that RPI is now in the 50s. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll see that pushed a little bit more. That is something to be proud of. But I don't know, if you don't make your top three in the regular season, can you make a case to be in the NCAA tournament out of the Big East?
Unless your RPI is in the top 25.
So they got some work to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They're confusing. I got one for you here. We'll finish this.
Okay.
So this is during the course of a whole at bat.
Okay.
When you're describing like Ben Smith.
Okay, Ben Smith, his batting average, his numbers. The count is okay. Yeah.
His mother was a hamster, and his father smelt of elderberries.
What?
And say it in a dead serious voice.
And then,
so just
and
breaking then, down the profile,
as Connor stares at you, you go, surprise, Connor. If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I would be more surprised than I am right now as he swings at a 2-1 pitch just outside. Now the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. You know, when I buy a new book, I always read the last page first. That pitch is thrown out of play. They'll get a new baseball. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends. And that ball has popped into shallow center field.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
And I don't know how to put this, but that catch in center field is a big deal. And Ben is retired, who actually, he thought he had mono once for an entire year. Turned out he was just bored.
See, and I picture this in the voice of Ernie Harwell, who had this perfect
delivery. Got some Wayne's World in there, too, to close it out. I love that.
Yeah.
That entire sequence is really, really good.
And he didn't know how to read.
Here comes.
And I never learned how to read.
Here comes Ed Smith out of the bullpen. Man. He is the only one in the ballpark tonight who knows secret ninja movies from the government.
Connor, you like movies about gladiators, don't you?
You do understand Connor would be down with this, too.
That's the point.
Yeah.
This is great.
There's a lot to work with here.
And that tomorrow morning, how was the game?
I can't guarantee they're all going to be used, but you've definitely given me plenty.
Here comes Ed Service out of the dugout to argue a play at first base, and now he'll tell the umpire, Bill McGuire, you're not your dad, But there's one thing Ed can do in a argument. He could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Ketchup popsicle, white gloves? Yeah. We got to somehow get the
$11
old taking a dump in a box and marking a guaranteed. I have extra time.
Then as you guys are looking at the monitor and they show some crowd shots, mm-hmm. you turn to Connor and go, oh, is that your wife? A lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity.
You want to earn $14 the hard way?
Guy takes one off the arm and he goes, oh, it's just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
We'll talk more about tonight's game. Brian Christopherson.
Pre-game starts at 2.
How can you not now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to get
you
got to
work
stuff
something
in
there. I'm going to listen now. If you don't, I'm going to be upset.
Look at stuff in.
Yeah, 7 o'clock bedtime.
You did me that solid when I was driving back listening to an Omaha basketball game.
Turn to Connor and go, if I told you Wolverines would make good house pets, would you believe me? And here comes the 2-1. It is the chopper back up the middle.
This is the midweek baseball we all deserve.
Yes! It is. People are like, God, midweek baseball. It's just going to be a parade of pitchers. Nope. Tonight is going to be pure comedy.
The more pitchers, the better.
This is what we need after the past weeks in our community.
You guys will be tapping the mic going, anyone? Anyone?
I will give you this. In the for stadium? Every pitcher used, I will throw in a random made-up fact about that pitcher.
Oh, Ed will.
That will have some type. It will have some type of movie line attached to it. I will make you that guarantee. Okay, deal. All right, it's on the record.
Guy comes out of the bullpen and he says to Ed, "Hey, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day."
All day. Do I have to do it in Kip's voice?
Yes.
Your mom goes to college.
I think I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna have like an earpiece in. I'm gonna at the Boys Town Banquet. I'm gonna be listening.
It'll be a serious moment. Daryl Strawberry's talking about something. You're gonna start laughing.
Daryl Strawberry talking about his journey through drug rehab, and I'll be like, "That's funny."
He just called Connor a llama named Tina.
It's mornings with Sharp and Handley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.